Welcome, everyone, to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And I am Terry Nazon, celebrity astrologer and psychic, and I want to welcome everyone to my live call-in astrology radio show, Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. If you'd like to speak to me this evening, you can call in at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. You can access the show on www.bbsradio.com. And this evening, I have a guest with me, another anchor or host of a radio show, Jennifer Hillman, an intuitive life coach. She does amazing things. She runs a lot of, what are those programs that you have? You do workshops, right?
I do some workshops and developing some new ones as well. A lot of them is like on developing intuition and trusting your intuition, and
that's
also making friends with your shadow. So it's a motivator, not a deterrent.
This is Jennifer Hillman, and she's in the Tucson, Arizona area. And, you know, it's interesting that you say that because a lot of people do want to know, how do they become a psychic? How do they become a medium? And yet there are people, lots of people like yourself in all areas of the country, all cities, who are teaching people the right way to go about developing their intuitive capabilities and their psychic capabilities, correct?
Yes. Yes.
It's very important.
Going to you.
It's very important because you don't just, you know, you can play, you can pick up the tarot cards, you can try to tune into other people, but that if you don't know how to do it and you are not prepared to do it, then you're opening yourself to a host of, you know, lots of, you know, nervous disorders and, you know, exposing yourself to taking on other people's problems if you're an empathic. Right, Jennifer?
Yes, and
I know.
I do.
You were taught,
I do go into it. To, especially the empathy, because I was like a sponge, and I do tell people how to clear the energy and make sure that they don't keep what they're working with. So, and understand what they are.
Exactly. So, if you are interested in taking one of Jennifer's workshops, and you're in the Tucson, Arizona area, or you're in the Arizona area, you might want to check out her website at jenniferhillman.com, or is it abstractillusionradio.com? Did I get that correct?
Actually, it's a whole other one, which is angelsintuition.com.
And angelsintuition.com.
And I've got five websites, folks, so if you go to Angels Intuition, there is a section on developing intuition, and I am beginning one actually on a teleconference, so anyone around the world that wants to be a part of it, I will be taking names now and starting it very soon.
And, you know, Jennifer, this I know that you and I talked a little bit briefly. This ties right into, you know, what's been going on with me this week, and that, you know, my psychic line is just about ready to be up and running. And I know that it was my dream, you know, and I've had my psychic lines before. You know, I moved and then they went down, and it was just, you know, a big problem to get T1s and all the technical data organized. But I decided, you know, about, you know, 8 months ago to, all right, I'm going to put it up again. And it's always been a dream of mine, and what I always have loved doing is putting psychics and astrologers, you know, to work and giving them, you know, a place where they can, you know, read people, talk to people, exercise their intuitive gifts, you know. It's important that they learn how to do it, you know, the right way. It's not just a money-making venture. It's, you know, there's a give and take in everything, and they say that, you know, when you do a good reading for someone, be it astrologically or psychically, there's a message in it for everyone. It's a good exchange of energy, correct?
Very much so. Very much so. And
so,
there's a lot of information out there, and I tend to actually combine the astrology and the psychic abilities, because I do believe that astrology has so much information that can help people. So that's why
absolutely.
I really appreciate what you're doing, because it really, I've learned so much listening to your show and reading your blog and just being
thank
associated
you.
With it. You've been on my show several times, and it's always a wonderful show.
Well, there's no way that, you know, you can't just look up in the skies and see the planets and see the stars and the constellation and not feel from it. You know, almost the first book on astrology was the book of Hamalak Raziel, the book of the angel Raziel, who mm-hmm. gave across the secrets of the stars and the planets. And in that book, he says that every star and every planet has an angel, an energy there that we can connect with, all right? So I believe that, combining the astrology and the intuitive and the psychic, it all just melts together so well. So we decided this evening when we spoke, we were going to talk about this new moon in Virgo, and that it has so many new beginnings for so many in spiritual realities, okay? And you felt that it's an opportunity for everyone to return to their path and their purpose of life. I thought that was very interesting, given that what's been happening, with my psychic line coming back up after being
right.
down for almost 3 years. That's a coming back to my purpose, you know. So I thought, how did you get that? Where did you get that message from?
Well, it's interesting. I actually went to a conference on Tuesday mm-hmm. on another way of figuring out people's life purpose through
uh-huh.
my coaching. And it just resonated that with the new moon and with Virgo, because Virgo is a perfectionist, and this new moon is just like, let's clear out everything that's not working and get everybody back on where they're supposed to be. That's the feeling I get with this new moon, that it really is like pushing us really back onto our path and where we're supposed to be going.
Very
so,
nice.
I really just thought that.
As I said to you before, I said this was the second new moon
yes.
of the month of August, and in a month where we had two eclipses, okay? So that made it very potent and very powerful, and that if the moon goes along with the lunar nodes, okay, then we look back and we see the lunar nodes, were in Virgo and Pisces 2 years ago, but more recently we had Saturn, also a karmic planet, at 7 degrees, the placement of this new moon. So we have this new moon, and I liked what you said. That really kind of resonated with me, as to this coming back, because a lot of people don't realize the sign of Virgo. There are a few signs out there that never let go of people. They never let go of situations or people. Virgo is one of them. If you know any Virgos, they'll always hang on to their friends. They always hang on to certain people, even though they may clash with them, but they always will go back to them. Aquarius is another one. Cancer hangs on to people. Capricorn, too, to some degree. But Virgo, one of the definitions, when you really get into astrology and you start understanding the energy, it's always like a going back. It's always, not necessarily a new energy like the sign of Aries or the planet Mars would represent, but Virgo is building up of another energy. So it's not really a new particular energy that we're working with, but we're refining it. We're perfecting something, which was a good
right.
point you brought up.
Yeah, I mean, they're also very detail-oriented, so it's like looking at the details of what you really need to go back and really move it forward. And that's right now everybody's being pushed to move forward. You got to let go of the past and just, okay, I learned that, what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And kind of refine the lessons by looking at what you learned and move forward taking the best of what you've learned.
Exactly. So if there was something that had gotten you off of your path, maybe we'd like to hear some stories out there. And if you have a situation you'd like to discuss with us, 888-228-4494, 877-489-6350. My guest this evening is Jennifer Hillman of Tucson, Arizona, another radio show host who's going to be on at midnight this evening if you'd like to hear more of what she has to say. We're talking about this new moon. We're not necessarily talking about new things, but let's give it a spin on some other thing that's going on in your life if you have something that you're coming back to. I'm convinced that this is a coming back cycle because of
mm-hmm.
the Saturn influence here, and that Saturn is still in Virgo. And I know my poor Virgos are just...
Hey, you're talking about my moon.
I know. Well, can you imagine having your son in Virgo? I don't think they ever quite had it so bad.
Yes, I mean, when you were describing Virgo, you're describing my oldest sister to a T, and she's actually a double Virgo.
So, and how is her life going?
You know, I haven't talked to her for a while, so it's, and but actually, I'm actually going to be having a family reunion with her in a few weeks, so I'll let you know, but basically...
Well, it's interesting because I know you're a Sagittarius, and you're a late-degree Sagittarius, so you've got that Pluto right on your sun. And I know one of the things about Pluto when it's on your sun is that you feel powerful. There's always some element of power that you have to be feeling when Pluto is on your sun. But did you know that, you know, early tomorrow morning and culminating right now is Venus squaring retrograde Pluto?
No, I did not.
Yeah, so that is going to be, Venus is at the late degrees of Virgo, right, near your moon.
Right.
All right. And so it's also going to be squaring Pluto, which is very near your sun, okay? So let's talk a little bit about what would you say that was going to bring?
It definitely is some kind of transformation in relationships. Of
I put her on the spot. All right.
Yes.
So the planet Venus, you know, we all know the planet Venus is about love and romance, and is squaring a retrograde Pluto, not a direct Pluto, a retrograde Pluto. And we all know that when the planet is retrograde, Jennifer, do you know what that means?
You know,
I'm quizzing you.
I always get it as being the rebel.
On one level, it's retrograde, but it's not. We all know it's not really going backwards in the sky, right?
Right?
So, on that level, it means it's farther away from Earth. All right.
Right.
So that its influence can be less mitigated, or it can be the antithesis, the opposite. All right. So
right.
Some people might experience a more intense energy from a retrograde planet like Pluto, okay, or maybe a lesser energy, all right? So whereas a retrograde, direct Pluto might be personal transformation and change, spiritual transformation, those times in your life when you get those great inspirations or those great, clicks, where it just clicks, okay,
mm-hmm.
And it comes together and it really changes your life, all right? So retrograde Pluto is going to be like that, but possibly to a more intense degree or possibly to a lesser degree. Okay?
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Since now Pluto is also near the galactic center or heading that direction, does that make it more intense because of the connection with the galactic center or no?
Well, you know, the galactic center, of course, is that great wellstream of creative energy, all right? It's not like it's a black hole and it's just we're looking down into it. No, it's actually throwing protons and neutrons at the Earth and bathing our planet in life-giving energy. So then when people say tune into the higher consciousness or talking about that, that's where all the life energy, all the great ideas, all the inspiration for music and poems or inventions or new businesses, that's where it's all coming from. So now that Pluto is here, it of course intensifies that energy coming from the galactic center, but you won't be able to access it or you know, like assimilate it if Pluto doesn't change you somehow. You know what
right.
I mean? Like make an adjustment with your DNA or your thought process or, you know, with your the way you handle things, all right? So Pluto right now is probably changing people, making you less emotional maybe in your case or less reactive, all right? More detached, because what do we know about Scorpios? They're calm, cool, and collective, right?
Right.
All right, so in order for you to be able to access more energy or more creative thought or more ideas, Pluto has to transform and change somehow,
yeah.
Okay? And this will be very intense when it's squaring a planet, conjoining a planet, or a house cusp. Okay? In your case, it's, of course, squaring your moon. And so by tomorrow, early in the morning, you should be a little bit careful, all right, because it's going to be Venus is on your moon and it's squaring Pluto. Well, this could be, you know, a relationship conflict, a jealousy, but it can also equally be money, all right, because Venus does deal with wealth and money,
right.
And, you know, and things that you might want, something that you saw on sale that you might want to buy. It can be something, it could be as stupid as that, or it can be as great as, you know what I mean?
Right.
You just don't know how it's going to, you know, play out.
Right.
All right, so, and then of course we have, the moon is entering Virgo tomorrow, and then it's going to be the new moon in Virgo at 7 degrees. So if you have a question for us, you can give us a call in at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. I know we got a little bit late here starting because there was some a little bit of a backlog, but we're here now. And I know so many people do download the radio show, Jen, when it is heard. So my guest
yes.
this evening is Jennifer Hillman, and her show comes on at 12 midnight this evening. If you'd also like to call in or listen to her show. She does a lot of workshops in the Tucson, Arizona area, developing intuitive and psychic abilities with people, which I think is a great thing. I don't know that I could actually do it because I don't think I've ever really thought that much about my intuitive abilities.
Well, it's kind of when I've had my abilities all my life, and it's kind of like, I always think of psychic abilities or intuitive is like
mm-hmm.
it's a dimmer, and sometimes it's stronger, and sometimes you dim it down so it's non-existent. And I think a lot of people during the teenage years, either they start turning it up or they turn it off. And
yes.
I started getting mine back up, and it's like I had to relearn how to trust it and to readjust to hearing voices and seeing pictures and they actually happening. And it can be very intense and very scary, for a lot of people. I also do a lot of work with parents who have indigos and crystal children to
yes.
get them to understand what their child is going through. Because
wow.
it is really scary for the child to all of a sudden, you know, say, Mom, I'm seeing three dead people in my room and they're scaring me.
So now, is it just, do you have a set or a series of different workshops that you give on developing intuitive abilities?
I like to do it one-on-one because
mm-hmm.
of each person being individual, and I am now doing more group, but I like to do small groups because
you do give private lessons about
oh, definitely.
Private classes and things? Okay.
Yes, because each person is slightly different on exactly what they're getting, and I want to make sure they get the best and really understand what's going on with them. But I am doing
that's
more
very,
and more of
that's
the group.
I think that we need more people like you out there, because I think a lot of people are just, you know, trying to wing it and just trying to, you know, master their own psychic abilities and, you know, and then get themselves into some troubles, opening up to some energies that maybe, you know, they shouldn't be opening up to so soon.
Right.
If you have a question for either Jennifer or myself, give us a call at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Jennifer does classes on developing your psychic and intuitive abilities, which I think is amazing. And I feel that, you know, we need more people like Jennifer out there who are teaching people the correct way to go about mastering their psychic and intuitive abilities. Now, let me ask you, if somebody has been, let's say, reading the tarot cards, how long
right.
do you think it should be before they start reading other people?
Everybody's individual, and it's
mm-hmm.
like, to me, the tarot cards are wonderful, but they're a guide to me, to really connect with the higher self and then use them as a guide. To me,
right.
tarot, there were so many interpretations that can go anywhere. So it's really an individual feel for that. But
mm-hmm.
I do think that they really need to feel comfortable with their own intuition and reading for themselves and slowly
right.
step out to do
uh-huh.
other people. And most people do their friends and slowly start reading other people that way. But they really need to really see for themselves that what they're reading is really happening.
Well, my daughter and her girlfriend started reading tarot cards for each other. But then they had, you know, some of their other friends who wanted them to read for them. And I said, no, absolutely not, because neither one of you have your lives where you want them to be, correct?
Right.
And to open yourself up to someone else's energy, you might find at some point that you are not getting where you want to go, and the people that you read are going on and having wonderful times. So it is important that you, if you're not in a good spot and you're not where you want to be, you don't open yourself up to, you know, other people's energies.
Right.
Okay?
You're very susceptible. You're the sucker man.
Right.
And the biggest lesson for me that I learned was discernment.
Yeah. One of the biggest lessons I learned is always has to be an exchange of positive energy.
Right.
Okay? And I think that, you know, whether it's, if somebody is, you know, like for myself, somebody's paying me to do the reading, okay?
Right.
I like that there's always an exchange of positive energy, or else I can't do it. I won't do it. I have no interest in doing it whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
And I do a lot of, you know, I help a lot of people out there, but, you know, sometimes I have to use a variety of tools to break in. Because basically when people call you for a reading, they want a reading, you're cold, you're on, you know, boom, okay? And until you get to know the person after a few readings or so, you need a lot of tools to kind of like break in, because it is not as easy as it seems to read people coldly, especially when they're guarded.
Right, especially if they're
when they're very guarded and they're testing you, you know, people can shut themselves off completely.
Well, I've actually had people who have just shut them down, and I said, well, you take a deep breath in and let it out.
Exactly.
And doing that, and then that lets me in, because that's letting their guard down.
Exactly. That's what I have to, sometimes I have to stop people and say, okay, now, wait a minute, relax. Because, you know, I'm not picking, you know, you're not letting me read you, all right? So
right.
There's times people, of course, when they're calling it, are not always calling you when they're in a good mood. They're calling you when they're a little bit upset, especially now with all these tense planets that we have going on. In the sign of Virgo, you know, Saturn in Virgo is tense. It's very, you know, uptight. And like you, for you, you know, with the Pluto mix in there, you're feeling that energy. And I know that if you don't exercise, run, or do some sort of meditation and yoga, forget about it.
Yeah.
That
for
is
me, it's ballroom dance is what I've been doing 5 days a week.
That would, if 5 days a week, exactly,
five times
right?
A week, I need that dance. I need to get moving and... The music relaxes me, and the movement just really centers and grounds me.
And, you know, that's one thing is that one of the things, let's get into that, about Virgo is that, you know, that is a high degree of energy, and that people need to expend that energy. Like, why do they say it's the sign that rules work, okay? Well, if you're not working and you're not expending that energy, where is that energy going? It's going to make you sick. So it's no surprise that the same house and sign that rules work rules sickness. Because when the energy has nowhere to go, it's going inward, and it is an intense, nervous energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it does need to be, you either have to work it out, or you have to run it out, but you have to keep busy with that energy, because it is just a nervous, tense energy. And now that we're coming into these Pluto squares and Saturn's moving into the higher degrees, once it gets into opposing Uranus and then squaring Pluto next year, there is going to be some very intense energies that people are going to have to learn how to manage, or just, you know, it's going to be chaos. It's going to be chaos in their lives, and, you know, like I said, that energy has to be expended out. It has to be, you know, moved into a higher level of productivity or business, and you have to be kept very busy with that energy. So If you would like to speak to me or Jennifer, give us a call at 888-228-4494 or 877-489-6350. Usually I send out a letter, a newsletter, telling everybody that the show is on tonight, reminding everyone, but the company that does that was also having a computer glitch today.
We're surprised. No.
It's also having a computer glitch today. So you'll get those notes tomorrow.
Yes. You missed a wonderful show.
You missed a wonderful show with Jennifer Hillman here and her wonderful workshop. So, Jennifer, do you also give these lessons on the telephone?
Yes.
Wonderful. So that if I wanted to learn how to tap into my intuitive abilities, I could call you and you could teach me over maybe a series of a few weeks or months how to be more intuitive. All right, good. Because we all know that coming up, culminating in the year 2012 and thereafter, is that there's going to be a boom in the New Age phenomena, okay? We're going to come into our second bumper crop of New Age people, all right? That's why people who have never been psychic or never had a spiritual tendency or interest, now all of a sudden you're going to find that a lot of people are going to become more spiritual, have more of an interest in certain things and healing. I know I'm getting a lot of calls about that. Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, so the energy is already there. And so if you want to learn how to develop your intuitive gifts and your abilities better, you can always contact Jennifer at jenniferhillman.com, abstractillusionradio.com, and
angelsintuition.com.
Angelsintuition.com. And she also does her radio show here on the BBS radio network this evening at 12 a.m. So I would say take that opportunity if you have an interest in becoming more psychic, more intuitive, more clairvoyant, and learn how to do it correctly. I know a lot of people, I see their charts, and I know that they would make, I just look at their charts and I'm like, whoa, you would make a great medium. And not everybody can be a medium,
right.
You know, but they don't, you know, nobody realizes either that you shouldn't just do that, you know, on your own. You shouldn't just be a medium on your own, you know. So do you do anything with medium work?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
And explain to everyone what mediums, the difference between intuitive and medium.
Well, it actually is channeling energy, a voice, a presence, a guide to bring them in, and they kind of take over. I am a channel, and it's interesting that you are bringing up with the Galactic Center about poetry, because I do channel poetry quite
a bit.
And so it's in the automatic writing. A lot of times in mediumship, everybody all of a sudden will say, you know, all of a sudden I'm writing this stuff and I don't feel like it's me, and I go, you're becoming a medium. You're beginning to connect to your guides, to your higher self, and it's coming out. And to relax about it, and just ways to just not freak out. Because so many people get so nervous about, okay, somebody else, they feel invaded. And it's really, I've been working with this one man who got hooked up with some really bad energy. I mean, everything around him was more on the negative side. And when I started telling him, no, you really need to look at what you're channeling and who you're dealing with around you, and another friend also confirmed what I was doing, and now he's beginning to really discern who he is with, because he wasn't on the right side of the fence. And
that happens, you know, when all of a sudden your life is going along just fine, and then all of a sudden, you know, it just goes down. Then you really have to look at, what's around you. Now, I know we hear a lot about spirit rescue and things like that. So, you know, when I'm in my most relaxed state, you know, I can always see, you know, open up and see what's around me. But, you know, I gotta admit, you know what, I'll admit it right here. I don't like, I guess because too many spirits are attracted to me, you know,
right.
that I'm just like, do not bother me.
Yeah, you know, it's,
I am tired. Do not bother me.
It's interesting because I always say, if I do any channeling, I always make it, I always say intuition of 100% pure love and light, and make sure it's 100% love and light. So it's a higher yep. level, it's going to be pure, and it's not going to be any, you know, and I've just learned that sometimes a trickster will try and I'm going, okay, no, this isn't feeling right, you can go away.
And even, it could just be, you know, a spirit, someone in spirit form who just knows that you're intuitive or you're psychic and they're mm-hmm. just going to hang around. You know,
yeah.
it doesn't make them bad or nasty. But, you know, I just am like, you know, unless y'all intend to do some housework around here.
Yeah, really?
No. Yeah, because, you know, and sometimes I can actually look out, and I bet this has happened to more than one person, is you're relaxed, you're in your relaxed state, and you kind of like open up your third eye, and you don't see just one, but you see a lot of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Has that happened to you?
Oh, most definitely. I mean,
especially if there's been some crisis in the world or, mm-hmm. you know, an earthquake or something. Those are times when you're going to open up your third eye and you're going to see a lot of people who have passed on who maybe don't realize that they've passed on, you know, or, you know, whatever. So I don't think that I am, you know, I treat them just like I would treat them in real life.
Yeah, if you don't want them around, just push them on. But
if I don't want them around, I just don't want them around.
You know, at one time, I actually saw the ghost, the image of spirit, very clearly because her dog was sitting on my feet, and I could feel the weight of the dog on me. And then they walked
uh-huh.
into the wall, so I knew they were not real. But I asked her the next day to help me find a book, and within a few hours, the book was pulled out. So they can be helpful.
Oh, absolutely. No, spirit world can be very helpful, you know, if you're used to dealing with it. I don't in particular feel like that I am trained in that medium enough, you understand,
yes.
of, you know, mediumship and in communicating with entities and whatever. And there are several ways to be intuitive. You can get your information from the spirit world. That's one way, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You can get your information from higher up, the angelic realm, or you can go higher. You know, so there's lots of different... or you can read people's energy. So it's not just one way that you can do it, but as soon as you have opening that channel of energy around you, you are going to attract people on the or entities on the other side who see you and know you can see them. Or maybe perhaps
right.
we have a light around us that is just, you know, blazing and drawing attention to ourselves in that way. You know, just like the stars in the heavens. They have a lot of light around them, too. And we do have a caller. Hello.
Hey, Terry. How are you? It's Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
Good, sweetie. How are you? Enjoying your show with Jennifer, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, and Jennifer helps people develop their intuition. Are you interested in that kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, actually, when I was little, I used to have, like see images of things or things that would happen, and
yes.
I would just say it, you know, so, you know, whatever thing is going to happen, and then, like, within a week it would happen, but then, you know, when I grew older, it just went away.
Mm-hmm. It didn't go away. Jennifer
well,
said that people shut it down.
Oh, yeah, probably, you know, because, you know, I guess you're not... as innocent as you are when you're little and, you know, you learn all kinds of
right.
things. I don't know if that has to do with it.
Absolutely.
But I did have a, when I was, like, around 15 years old, I just had moved from Guatemala to New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And then one day I said, the day that I'll be, you know, I'm usually on time for my school and all that, and I said, the day I'll miss the bus, something's going to burn. And one day in winter it came, and I was, you know, I missed the bus for the first time, and a building like around five blocks from my house was burning.
Oh, my goodness. So how's everything going with you?
It's okay. No, I mean, it's okay, you know.
I just noticed something in your chart. You know, in September, we have this beautiful trine between Jupiter and Saturn that happens, you know, it just sticks with Jupiter and Saturn, just stick together for the entire fourth quarter of the year. And you're going to be able to benefit because your Mars is at 12 degrees. So if you, I know that you want to look for a job, that's a contention for you. So I think that, you know, you're going to be able to benefit from those planets in the month of September.
Oh, good. I just got a call yesterday, you know, somebody offering me a job in the same company that I had applied before in June that they say, you know, that I didn't have enough years of experience for the, you know, higher position, but they just contacted me yesterday, so I resend my resume. Hopefully, you know, it'll go through, and if it doesn't, then I'm shooting to learn another language. Maybe, you know, it'll help me market myself, you know, better, so...
Now, do you have a question for Jennifer?
Actually, yes. You know, like I was telling you, I got a, you know, during this last, 3 years that, you know, unitary how it's been, you know, in my love life, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But I went for a cleaning with this lady because I was feeling really, really bad.
Yeah.
And this lady did some kind of cleaning on my aura and stuff. And she, you know, she pulled, when, you know, they did it with, like, a mirror.
Yeah.
And all this, like, it was like a basketball team, she said, that I have in my aura or my soul. I don't know, you know, how you say it. But there was, like, a whole bunch of spirits, like 10 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm concerned because I haven't been back again. It was, I feel like better, you know, the next day I felt better. Like, you know, I felt like a big weight got lifted off myself. But I work in a hospital and, you know, I deal with patients and people die in the hospital. And I'm wondering how do I maintain myself?
Good question.
Not feeling myself like that, and if I have, like, you know, how do I maintain myself?
I'm going to say that is a very good question. But you know what? I also want to say this, and I want to say it so everybody hears it. All the knowledge that you need spiritually is out there. You don't have to go to someone to clean you. There are many books out there on psychic protection, psychic self-defense, how to clean yourself, that you don't need somebody to do this for you. What are your thoughts, Jennifer?
Oh, most definitely. And if I actually teach people, so they do, as part of the class, to make sure they are able to clean themselves and balance their chakras and ground themselves and make sure their aura is clean. So that's all part
of
the class.
And that can be as simple as taking a saltwater bath.
Yes.
Or, you know, a lot of just household products that we have around us, like a beer. Old dark beer is great for removing, like, the evil eye, okay?
Right.
Just saltwater baths. You know, everybody likes to put that spa salt in their bath. That will clean your auric field. Baking soda will clean your auric field. So you don't need to rely on anyone to do this. You could take a raw egg, rub it all over your body, and then break it in the toilet. Or you could sleep with it underneath your bed. Or you can sleep with a glass of water by your bed. It's boundless what you can do. But all that knowledge is with us right now.
One of my favorite cleansers actually is it's equal parts of vodka, baking soda, and sea salt. And then you squeeze in a lemon in your bath and you soak
there you go.
It
yep.
for 20
yep.
minutes. And you make sure you dip your head. That's the one thing people forget, is to dip their head, and their crown is a great place for people to sneak in. So I always make sure people dip their heads underneath the water.
Exactly.
And you do this on a weekly basis or monthly basis?
You could do it every night if you wanted to.
Yeah, and since you work in a hospital, I would suggest you do it as often as you can.
Yeah, I know. And I've been thinking about that. But I've been feeling, you know, after that I felt better. But I could see the difference from, like, that day that she did that and you know, the next morning. It was like something was lifted out of my soul, you know, like something was lifted out of my body.
Yeah, no,
or, you
I
know,
mean,
feel that?
It's definitely something that has to become part of your routine, especially if you're working in a high energy environment, you're amongst negative people, you're amongst the death energy, or, you know, even if you like are reading a lot of people, you have to learn how to cleanse your auric field and how to release that kind of energy. So I say, Brenda, that would be a great thing for you to do research on. There's so many books out there from just simple things, you know, to more complicated things. But I would say learn to do that yourself. I think that's a great thing for you to do.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Especially
thank you very much.
Coming with Jupiter trining Saturn, we want to keep our auric field as clean as possible because that's a tremendous amount of fabulous energy right there.
Yes.
Right.
And Brenda, one thing I want to say to you, Brenda, is you have the Virgin Mary around you very strongly.
Oh, really? Thank you.
As soon as your voice came on, the Virgin Mary just popped in and said, I'm one of your guides. So you're very well protected.
Oh.
You got a wonderful guide around you.
Thank you very much. I went to a Catholic school, and Virgin Mary, you know, was one, you know, the patron of the school. So I always, you know, she's been like a mom to me.
Well, she's definitely with you, so.
No, I would say do it yourself. Don't rely on anyone to do that for you.
Yeah, I felt uncomfortable with her because, was like at the beginning when, you know, when I was going through all this chaos. And
now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I know some wonderful people who are Santeros or whatever, and they are just beautiful, beautiful souls, you know, and I have nothing, you know, against any form of religion or way of worship or whatever. But like I said, they have their way of cleaning, and, you know, but as soon as you get money involved, I mean, you should be doing that yourself. That should just become part of your routine.
Right, that's fine. I can learn how to do it myself. So.
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
To Jennifer.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad that she brought that up.
Yes.
Because it is important. I know that, you know, I work 7 days a week. I work 12-hour days. And every evening, I will take a cleansing bath.
You need to do something.
You have to do something, exactly.
I mean, I have actually a hawk feather a hawk that was following me around when I was taking my walks, and he actually died, and I have one of his tail feathers, and I use that to clean my aura as well, because he is a messenger and a cleanse. So it's just,
well, of course, because you're coming from, you know, Arizona, where you have the Indian, the medicine man culture coming out too, right?
Right. I also did a shamanic apprenticeship, so I do shamanic work as well.
Wonderful, wonderful. So it is important that in this day and age that people take the responsibility to not only take care of their personal hygiene, but to take care of their mental hygiene and their spiritual hygiene.
And
body, mind, and soul.
One message that I'm definitely getting is, in the past, a lot of the healers out there were there to really heal people, but now I'm getting the clear message that it's really heal thyself and just teach them how to heal themselves. So everybody is becoming more responsible for what's going on within their aura field, within their spiritual body, the physical body, and all levels of their body. So that's a clear message I'm getting that, and a lot of other healers are. It's like, we're not going to heal you. We'll teach you how to heal yourself.
You know, and that was the message I got, is like, just put the information out there, you know. And I said, you know, everyone has it in them to learn astrology, okay, because there's so many books on astrology. Everyone is practically interested in astrology. They love it. But it is not, it's a lifelong hobby. And it's something that will help you to the degree that you need it to help you at that particular time.
Yes.
You know? So that's why I said, you know, all right, let's be an astrology nation. Let's just learn it out there, okay? And, you know, and just keep learning it and just keep that momentum alive, because that was how in olden times so much of what we knew is lost, completely lost. I had a discussion with my Vedic astrology teacher, Dr. Choudhury, in India, and I was amazed that, you know, on my trip to Chichen Itza, that amount of astrology knowledge, and they had books, and it was just obliterated when the Spanish burned all of their books. Maybe one book got out, but that knowledge was just not passed on, and it was just gone.
Right.
You know, so.
And you guys think of the Mayans and the Incas, the same thing.
Yep. Well, the Mayans and their, you know, their books were just burned by the Spanish, you know, when the Spanish
right.
were a little taken aback with the sacrifice, you know. I don't think they had anything wrong with the astrology, but you know, the sacrifice kind of like put a lid on it, you know.
Yeah,
so
it's a little extreme.
So, you know, so we lost a whole, how much knowledge that should have been passed down to us through the ages is just lost, you know. But now what there is there's an opening of knowledge so that everyone should be, you know, learning all of this knowledge or whatever they have the capacity to learn. It's just like I have to learn computers, I have to learn accounting, you
mm-hmm.
have to learn things that you don't want to learn, but we have to learn it to do our everyday life. So accountants
right.
should learn how to cleanse themselves and learn a little, how to be a little bit more intuitive or a little bit of planetary knowledge, because now we all need this. You know, understand?
Yes.
So, you know, it's just an opening of knowledge, because, you know, they have said, you know, in the ending of days, all the knowledge was going to be available for everyone. And that's what's happening. So I'm glad that she brought that up, because I had been wondering myself how to approach that subject.
Well, just put it out there, because it's something that everybody needs to understand. There is a lot of people out there. There are a lot of scam artists out there. Let's admit
yeah.
it. There's a lot of people that are trying to make money, especially since New Age and the metaphysic
yeah.
world is really growing. They have no idea what they're doing, and it can really mess people up a lot, and I've seen it happen.
Yeah.
You know, you go on some phone line, and they say, okay, $4,000, I'll light candles for you.
Oh, or $8,000, and, yeah, I know I had, you know, just throughout my career, I've heard, you know, just horror stories about, you know, these kind of, like, taking thousands and thousands of dollars from people to do magic, when in reality you're just allowing someone to control the situation, or worse yet, you're creating a karmic situation where, you know, that is such bad karma, it just will never happen.
Right.
You know, in my, you know, I've had so many clients, women or men, who have called me and who ends up one thing or another. I say, you know, what did you do, you know, and they've paid someone to do magic on bringing a lover back. But you know what, you don't have that right. You know, that's playing God, because each one of us has our own free will, and you're actually trying to interfere with the free will, and I've never seen a relationship come back together after that was done.
No, it's too karmic.
Yeah, it's too karmic.
If it's meant to be, it would be.
Yes. And just, you know, some people don't want to be patient enough. You know what? I was watching a show on TV, and the guy said, you know, he's drinking a fine wine, and yes, drinking this fine wine and waiting for everything, my food to be cooked, and I'll wait years for the love of a woman. And I said, that was so romantic. But really,
wow.
How many of us are so impatient, you know, about love and romance, and then we just mess it up.
Yes.
So we're speaking this evening to my wonderful guest, Jennifer Hillman, and she too has her own radio show on BBS Radio at midnight tonight, Eastern Daylight Time, if you're interested. She does workshops on developing your intuitive powers, developing your clairvoyant abilities. If you are interested in that, and instead of just taking it upon your own self, I recommend that everyone train to do that. And who knows? I may just hire you for my psychic line after that.
Ooh, cool.
To come and work for me and have a job on my psychic line, which which really pleased me when, that's coming together again.
Yes.
For me, because many people know that I've owned psychic lines for years and years and years, and then, you know, that in and of itself, it's a tough business, and it's very difficult, but I decided to give it one more try, and, you know, with this New Age movement, and hopefully that with people who are spiritually motivated and spiritually attuned and really good people, maybe we can make a difference. I don't know, but maybe we can make a difference.
I really think we do, and the thing is, a lot of people don't value the information we give them till down the line. I've had so many people that a year later, they go, you know, you really changed my life, and I really appreciate it. I didn't understand what you were saying, but now I do. So
absolutely.
I really do think, you know, they might not understand in that moment, but down the line, they really do.
Well, so. Jennifer, I want to thank you very much for being on my show. It's been a pleasure for you to share your knowledge and what you do. I think it's all very timely, and I know that it's probably going to mean something very special for everyone out there. And if you have a question or you would like to speak to Jennifer or myself, you can call Jennifer offline at, and visit her website at jenniferhillman.com, or you can call in for a consultation with me at 888-334-7785, and I think that's about all the time we have. Don't forget about the new moon in Virgo. Think back to December. Maybe as you do think about that new moon that's coming up here in the sign of Virgo, the second new moon of August. And we have some wonderful planets coming up in the month of September that are just going to rock your world. So with that, that's all for us tonight. And I want to thank you all for listening to Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. Thank you,
Jennifer.
Thank you,
Terry. Thank you.
You're welcome.